So with that, we'll start with the statutory authority under the Bankruptcy Code. It's Section 1102. Many of you are familiar with it because that's also the section that governs appointment of official creditors committees. As you'll note in the language of the statute, the U.S. trustee is required and directed to appoint an official creditors committee. But the statute reads that the U.S. trustee may appoint an equity committee, so there's discretion there. Alternatively, a party in interest can make a request for appointment of an equity committee, and then the bankruptcy court can consider it and may appoint. So in either scenario, it is discretionary whether an official equity committee gets appointed. Typically, because the U.S. trustee does have discretion, often equity holders will approach the U.S. trustee first and request that one be appointed. The trustee will consider what the likely return to equity might be, whether equity is in the money. If the U.S. trustee then declines to appoint an official equity committee, then the equity holders often file a formal request with the court, and the court takes it up, sometimes on an emergency basis, holds an evidentiary hearing.
And one thing I'll add there is just so folks understand kind of the way the mechanics of this usually plays out is that an equity holder will either write letters to the United States trustee requesting appointment of an equity committee. The United States trustee will then kind of forward the letter to the debtor's counsel and ask for a kind of a response within 7 days as they consider. So the debtor will have an opportunity as well as kind of key secure creditors in the case, the unsecured creditors committee, if it's appointed, will have an opportunity to write letters, not surprisingly, asking that the court, that the trustee not appoint an equity committee, giving their thoughts, and then the United States trustee will either kind of thumbs up or thumbs down the appointment of that committee, which then triggers that equity holder to either then go file a formal motion and ask that the court direct the trustee to appoint the committee.